Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Successful Solutions, where we show productive individuals how to make action the greatest habit. Today, I'm going to be giving you a tip on how to have great conversations. There's an American journalist who gave out 10 of these amazing tips, and I'm only going to be sharing one of them with you today. There's going to be more of these little smaller episodes that have them going on in the future, but I'm just going to be giving you one of them today. And keep in mind that these ones are really good. I've been applying these, and when you can get three or four of them together all at the same time, you really get some good conversations going. So I've already started to use it. It's impacted my life in a great way, and I share them with you to hopefully help you out with your conversations as well. So before we get into the episode itself, I want to give you the definition of the day. If you've listened to previous episodes, you often hear me say how great you are and how happy I am that you're being a productive individual and those sort of things. I actually want to switch over to doing definitions of words now, because if you know how to use definitions of words or know the definitions of words, you become more literate, so everything you read becomes more comprehensive, or you can understand it better. And in conversations themselves, often what I've had happen is somebody will say something, I don't know what the word means, and I kind of blink out and forget what they're saying. So if you know the definitions of words, small words, big words, any words, then you're more able to have an engaged conversation because you know exactly what they're communicating per each definition, which can be a little bit much at if you take it in all at once, but if you just do it bit by bit, it'll be really simple. So when we are going to start off with the letter A, if you've ever heard someone say a cat, a dog means one dog, a monkey means one monkey, an apple means one apple, a car means one car. And this is very similar to another definition which relates to time. So A, and then anything that relates to time, it's just referring to time itself. It doesn't really have much of an in-depth definition to it other than it just relates to time. So you can have a small amount of time, a large amount of time, a few weeks, a few years, a few months, a few centuries. And all of it just is talking and relating to the amount of time that is being referenced in the sentence. So without further ado, here is the episode itself with the conversation tip. And there are things that people say to do, like look the person in the eye, think about interesting topics to discuss before you talk with them, nod and smile. What you can do with that information is throw it out the window, because there's no reason to show that you're paying attention if you are in fact paying attention to what the person is saying. So don't multitask while you're talking with the person. Be in that moment with that person. And I'm guilty of this, guys. Anyone who knows me well enough knows that I have not done this in the past, but I am working on it, and it is a skill that I am improving. This would be being in the moment, not thinking about dinner or that conversation you have with somebody else or that next thing that you need to be doing. If you need to get out of the conversation, get out of the conversation, but don't be partially in the conversation and partially out of the conversation, because that is actually somewhat rude to do. And I always thought it was rude to end the conversation. And what I have discovered is it's actually more rude to not be fully there with that person and hearing what they have to say. So that way, when you're really there and you're really present and you're really able to talk with that person, that is what you're doing. And when you need to go, then you need to find a nice way to say, hey, I am going to go now. It was enjoyable talking with you, but I do have this thing to get to. Sorry to interrupt you, but I do have to take off. And that goes down to don't be half in the conversation and half out of it. So that is the helpful tip I want to provide to you today on conversation skills. If you enjoyed this particular episode, please let me know, give me feedback. And if you have a specific topic you would like me to talk about, also tell me that, because I make this content for you guys, and it's important for me to know, hey, if I talked on this particular subject, that would be very helpful, or if I mentioned this type of thing, that would also be helpful, because I'm happy to research information and find it for you guys so that way you can get more value from the show, because that's what this is all about, is helping you. And you're wanting to help me out in any way, share this with friends. Turn on the notification buttons and make sure that you can catch the episodes. The notifications are more specifically for YouTube, but you can also follow this content so that way you can get updates when it arrives. So guys, I appreciate you for listening to this. I hope that it was long enough but good enough for you to enjoy. And overall, have a great rest of your day. Cheers.